You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
2025, as you heard it, on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Since the start of the year, the Department of Health and Human Services has undergone sweeping changes under the leadership of Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., including mass firings and shakeups to decades-long vaccination recommendations. KYW's Connor Barkon has the recap.
In June, Health Secretary Kennedy fired 17 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices and replaced them with new appointees. Kennedy said the firings were necessary due to a conflict of interest, but provided no evidence to support that.
Using the false premise that all were deeply in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry, even though these committees have been reviewed by external groups and found not to be.
CHOP doctor Paul Offit serves on the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, which works with the CDC to approve and recommend vaccinations. He says the medical community has lost trust in the CDC's immunization panel.
For the most part, you don't have people who have experience taking care of patients with vaccine-preventable diseases or talking to parents or patients about vaccine-preventable diseases. It's like just a curious lack of expertise across the way.
The new panel has rolled back longstanding vaccine guidance, including a decision to stop recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. The mixed signals coming from Washington are forcing local health authorities like Dr. Sarah Johnson with the Philadelphia Department of Public Health to lean on non-governmental resources to educate the public.
When we make our decisions here in the Department of Public Health, we're turning to longstanding trusted resources like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Physicians, and other organizations that provided good safety data.
Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.